This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Junkies back with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to check us out on TV?
In the TV, too. That works.
We are presented by PenFed Credit Union. Great rates for the sports fan in you. You can visit PenFed.org for more details. Thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, November 15th, 2017. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello. Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes. How are you? Happy Wednesday.
That is the four-man show. Happy Wednesday to you.
Happy Wednesday, fellas.
No, it was just dawning on me yesterday. We have like a $1,500 bet on the Saints, don't we?
It's a big one.
Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday.
We're all kind of sleeping on that.
As I was driving home, I was like, that's a terrible, stupid, dumb, terrible bet.
We have like a $1,500 bet on the Saints.
I don't know what we're doing with our lives.
The group think has convinced ourselves that they have no chance. I don't believe they do, but they have 5%. I don't want to say
I think it's
no.
a 20, 25% chance. To me, it wasn't group think. It was... I was the fourth guy, so peer pressure.
Right. It was a lot of peer pressure. No
was
doubt.
It peer pressure?
Yeah.
I wish I just stood up and said, no, this is a stupid idea, but I have very little willpower when it comes to betting and gambling.
Hey, look, it gives you a major sweat for Sunday.
Gives you a full-on sweat.
Yeah. I think Valdez got in. He somehow took a share of Jason's.
Well, I offered it to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he wants to be a part of it, so I offered him half.
Right. Well,
I'll offer him my whole.
It also gives the real possibility that I'll be doing the pregame show for free.
Right.
I think it's very unlikely. Like
it's,
I say.
It's unlikely.
5%.
Yeah, I have the Skins at a 0% chance of winning.
Cakes,
but
if you have your chance, honestly, let's just be realistic. Let's just say 20%. If you got your chance to get your money in good 80%.
I do it every time.
You got to do it.
Every single time.
You got to do it.
And if somebody just hoses me and
you got to pay the man.
These things happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes I put it in yesterday.
Yeah, it's in.
It's in.
It's in. I already know where the money's going to come from when I have to go get it. I have a secret hiding place.
Oh,
I'm going to be bitter.
Mine's coming from the ATM. That's where mine's coming from.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Jason, are you going to pay me in $2 installments?
What do I owe you on that? I owe you three, right? I still owe you $3?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I gave you 10, and I think I owed you 13. I owe you $3. Yeah, I might just give it to you in dollar installments. Might take a while. Take a year.
I just don't know. I just don't know how they're going to pull this off. God, I hope they do. But the great news is that when we all agree, oftentimes we're wrong. I don't know what the percentage is, but it seems like a very, very high percentage of times we're wrong. So that's great news. And I also know the two times I've been absolutely convinced that they couldn't win was against the Raiders and against the Seahawks, and they proved us wrong.
The last time I was this resolute was during the Seahawks lead-up.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Redskins won.
But I actually think this is almost a little bit more insurmountable.
You think this one's more daunting than the Seattle game?
Yeah, we've got even more injuries. I mean, the offensive line guys played last week, but they didn't get a great report card for people.
Yeah.
They're just banged up.
Pass protection, I think they were very solid. Allowed just one sack and 45
dropbacks.
Kirk
just gets rid of the ball.
Yeah, he knows.
You know what I mean?
It's not always Kirk.
It mostly is. He's 1, 2, 3, boom, get rid of it. I mean, if you could sack him and by the time he hits his third step, that you're a freak. You know, you have to be.
You're there in 1 second.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the game, it's hard to sack Kirk Cousins.
But he was definitely more confident than he had his guys back.
I think a little bit. But for the most part, he's not sacked very often historically.
Who's the running back they brought in?
Practice squad.
Byron Marshall from the Eagles. Yeah, don't know anything about him. Yeah.
Drabby does. He was a stud at Oregon.
He went to Oregon, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Drabby knows everything about him. Big guy, little guy, strong,
I'm gonna
fast.
I'm going to guess he's fast.
I have no
little
idea.
Little guy, strong, and fast. He's
a practice squatter.
Yeah, so.
But that's good. The Redskins needed that with the departure of Mac Brown. They need somebody. Need some sort of depth when injury strikes, which it always does.
Yep. I hate the schedule. I hate the way the season's played out. I really do. I'd rather the schedule just be sort of more even, and some of these games that we're assuming are going to be a little easier be interspersed in there more in the first 10 games. Yeah. Why do we have to backload them and then come into them with this, you know, behind the eight ball?
That's just the way
it
worked out.
You mean with all the tough games in a month?
All the tough games early on, and then, you can obviously lose any of them on the back end of it, but why can't they be mixed in a little bit?
You didn't know New Orleans was going to be this good. New Orleans had a losing record like 4 or 5 years in a row, right? We're hovering around 500 or losing record.
I always figured New Orleans.
In the book? Get the book out, see what we predicted earlier about the
Saints. You
never
thought the Vikings were going to be.
I always thought New Orleans would be tough.
You never thought the Vikings were going to be a juggernaut in the NFC North? Partly because Aaron Rodgers goes down.
They don't believe they are. But
it's all unpredictable.
So, I mean, things change.
I could go back to our prediction. We're all over the place.
I had them losing to New Orleans. I mean, of course. I always would pick that. I would never pick the Skins against New Orleans. You know how I'm like, they're the Rams.
But when you're talking,
I have the opposite.
I know, but when you're talking about strength of schedule, some things change. You know, they have an impressive win against the Rams. People thought the Rams are going to be poo-poo.
I will always pick the Redskins against the Vikings, by the way, until further notice.
Till the day you die.
How did the Skins do historically against the Saints in New Orleans? I know they beat them when RG3 was a rookie, but
I mean, I don't know their career numbers.
There was an article in the Post that says they're almost as dominant in New Orleans as they are in Seattle, where they're 4-0 in the regular season.
So they have some weird small sample size.
They dominate
like
in the Superdome.
4-1 or something.
Redskins have some good positive voodoo in New Orleans, Valdez. Yeah.
Of course, that doesn't mean anything. I'm just wondering.
Of course it means nothing.
Yeah, I just wondering.
I'll always pick the Saints against us. I'll always pick us against the Vikings. I'll always pick us against the Browns.
I already know how this movie ends. This movie ends with me going to the bank early next week. And withdrawing some money.
Well, that'd be great.
Each have to withdraw $360?
Yeah. Although, if what happens 80% of the time in this scenario, Valdez is going to come in here with a crisp $100 bills for each of us.
All right, Drab, you got the records?
Dating back to 1994, the Redskins are 7-1 in New Orleans.
What?
All right, well, again, that doesn't mean
dating
much.
Back to 94?
I don't care when Brad Johnson was the quarterback.
Right.
I don't care when Jason Campbell was the quarterback.
That's like
Drew
dating
Brees.
Back to like when Bobby
was there even
Hebert
quarterback
was quarterback.
Before Brees. Yeah.
Bobby Hebert. Yeah,
that's
okay.
Going way back.
Aaron Brooks.
Right.
Aaron Brooks.
Exactly.
Good one bad.
He may have a little bit of ability, but still.
Why do we sleep on Albert Connell? Why do we sleep on those days? I think he was a Saint and a Redskin.
Mm-hmm.
And he liked to steal stuff out of people's lockers.
Right. Hey, I hope the trend continues. I mean, I'll be a little bit distraught if I have to bring in 400s. And he gives me $40 back.
I shudder at the thought.
But we get the 5-5. It's officially on.
It's funny. I just told somebody that I don't gamble on sports. They were asking me, and I said,
"So dumb, you can't win."
Because I use the terms.
I like to gamble, and I'm not going to quit.
Point meant or right. Half, and I had to explain them. They're like, "You must gamble all the time." And then I stepped back and said, "Actually, I don't because." People who gamble tend to lose.
Yeah, I'm just inundated by it.
But on our show, Jason bets all the time. I'm curious, like on a night like last night, which was light in the NBA, I believe three NBA games,
a bevy of hockey games.
You did have hockey games,
college hoops.
But he's gone away from hockey, and you did have college hoops.
Yeah.
How many bets did you place yesterday?
I made five.
By the way, was
five
there,
bets. That's healthy.
You're also sleeping five. On, I think there was some Tuesday night Maction.
Yeah.
I mean, the Mac plays on Tuesday night, so you can definitely bet on those games.
I went 3-2 last night. I hit both college hoops games. I had Duke and I had Kansas. I lost a parlay on the Maction,
right?
Because Ohio U lost to huge loss by Ohio U, by the way, because now they might have cost themselves a Mac championship. lost to Akron, and what was the other thing? I think I did an NBA moneyline parlay with the Celtics and the, who else? There was only three games, maybe the Raptors.
Celtics won 13 in a row. Yeah. Started off 0-2, lost Gordon Hayward in the first game. They're 13-2.
And I did not touch the Caps because I don't trust the Caps.
Should have bet the over. So many goals.
Yeah, I saw Holtby gave up
left
six.
And right.
He gave up six.
They were actually jocking him
after
the first period.
I don't know if you put a... gave up five or six. I know Groovy.
I think he gave up six.
I think Holtby gave up all six.
He gave up six through two, and then Groovy came out. He's probably salty that he had to face a barrage in the third period.
I think they were down two zip after the first period.
Oh, they were.
Doing was jocking Holtby at the intermission because he said they should have been down probably 4 or 5-0.
Yep, I saw it.
And then he still gave up another four.
I have picked up on this theme, not necessarily watching the games, but just watching some of the analysis. Apparently, they stink in the first period. They start slow.
Slow starters.
They stink in the first period.
And they get outshot every single game.
They allow a ton of volume shooting on the goalies, whoever it is, Holtby or Groovy.
Yeah, but I heard the people who do the analytics say that that means nothing anymore.
Okay, that's fine, but...
Some people argue
I know that.
That
John Carlson and Brooks Orpik are logging big, heavy minutes.
So he gave up six goals in two periods?
Correct.
Yes.
Would you like to say correctamundo?
Correctamundo. That's not good. That's not good.
It's not good.
But it's one of those bizarre things.
That was your answer. I had five last night. It was three
five
answers.
Bets. Yeah.
Three. Well,
but it's just ironic that this weekend people asked me and I said, no, I don't sports gamble. And I'm loading up with you guys.
Well, it's the best thing ever.
Some days I make 20 bets.
I don't know why people don't do it every
single
day. Well,
what we should have loaded up on, I guess was part of your winning bets, is the Duke-Michigan State game because I just saw them flash a graphic. Now, I don't know what the point spread was, but they just flashed
a
graphic
that
Coach K against Izzo, legends, two Hall of
Famers. Owns him.
He's 11-1.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's 11-1 now.
Probably his record against most people.
True, but Izzo has had
not against your
championship
boy,
winning teams.
But I'll say this: he plays Izzo a lot in the early part of the year, and Izzo usually doesn't find his rotation, his group until February.
That's the reputation.
They tend to peak at the right time,
but it's still. Can you imagine just what it feels like to be Izzo, that you're his
Never
little
beats
bitch?
Him. Never beats him.
It burns you, but to be Tom Izzo is still
pretty good.
And also, it's a pretty good line.
He's got two national championships.
He's got at least two.
Duke's also usually better.
Duke typically.
I mean, they usually have better teams. They have
they
better players.
Have better recruits every year. I mean, I think since 2014, they've had every number one overall player except Ben Simmons. I think I saw that yesterday.
Yeah.
Commit to Duke.
And they have next year's number one.
And that's probably because LSU paid him in a big gym bag.
I mean, they played like six freshmen last night.
Yeah.
And Allen.
Yeah,
and
who lives in Australia and then goes, I want to go to LSU.
Right. Somebody gets paid by LSU, most likely. That's a legend.
I know that most people outside of Durham don't like Grayson Allen, and he probably earned that, but, man, he's good. Grayson Allen's a good ball player.
What, he had 37 last 37. Night?
I mean, he's a good ball player. That kid is always ready to shoot.
He's annoying, though. I saw him get fouled on a three-point shot where
he
guy tickled his elbow.
Yeah, he sold it.
He flopped back like he got mugged.
Well, I said, most people outside of Durham probably don't like him.
He's an unlikable guy.
He's good.
But he's a good player.
Hell yeah. Borderline great.
Don't disagree with you.
So those
could be a mediocre pro.
But see, that's how college hoops kind of stays relevant early because you're right in the middle of the NFL and, college football is coming down to the wire and but college hoops always throws out those marquee matchups early.
Well, there's more intensity watching that game than watching NBA regular season, generally speaking.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you? How dare you? Talking about the Wiz taking on the Sacktown Kings early in the season?
Well, the NBA regular season, especially early in a game, looks more and more like a pickup game.
Well, trust me. I saw the Lakers and Wiz in action live last week. There's a lot of nonsense going on. A lot of running around. A lot of not really taking it seriously.
A lot of open
until
shots.
The second half of the game.
Right. I've told you a million times, you just need to watch the last 5 minutes of an NBA game.
A lot
game.
Of people cheering
really?
For Lonzo
no.
Ball.
Really, the last 3 minutes, if that.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they turn it on, if it's still close. Your leads are worthless early in an NBA game. Just completely worthless.
What makes you feel old is when you watch a Duke-Michigan State game, you realize that Jaren Jackson's kid's playing for Michigan State.
Was Gary Trent's kid playing?
Gary Trent's kid
plays for Duke. Trent Jr.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he's silly. Big surprise.
Believe me.
But Jaren Jackson was playing at Georgetown when we were, we were in college?
Mm-hmm. I think so was Gary Trent.
Oh, yeah. Trent was a stud. Yeah. And those kids are, their kids are just studs.
Yeah.
It's only going to happen more and more.
I know.
Now,
yes,
when
sir.
Their grandkids start playing, then just start plotting your burial.
Yeah, I mean, like when Tim Hardaway Jr. retires from the NBA, whenever that is, just get your gravestone ready.
just start coffin shopping.
Yeah, I mean, when those guys start retiring with the kids, other people you grew up watching.
Tim Hardaway Jr. has another Tim Hardaway What would that be?
The third.
The third. Yeah. What do you think?
I always got confused with John Thompson and then like.
Well, just because he was John Thompson Sr. and then it was. Right.
Big John is Junior, Big John, obviously.
Right.
And JT3 is the third.
Right. You always think of Senior as Senior, but he's Senior is actually Junior.
He's actually the second.
Correct. Grandpa is the Senior.
Right.
I'd love to look at his portfolio, all the Nike money and the Vegas airport slot money. Mm. Oh, could you imagine?
He's got a ton of it.
Airport slot money.
Plus, he
was the tip of the spear on that. You think he didn't make a killing?
Mm. So who are the Wiz playing tonight? They're playing in Miami, correct?
Yes. And then they play Miami back here.
Are you doing like a pregame, postgame, and a post-postgame? And a...
Not for this one.
Okay. And a pre-post.
Like five different pre-game shows? Taking the night off. That's good.
Do like 3 or 4 months.
It's a good hustle. It's a good side hustle.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I wish I had your work ethic, JP. I don't have it. Now my daughter just joined a team to play volleyball. I was telling Jason out in his area, and we Googled the traffic time.
You're going to have to drive all the way to Ashburn?
Certain parts, yeah. To be at the gym 10 minutes before, we have to leave an hour 40. Dagger! And it's only 31 miles. You know, it's just the traffic. It said it could be anywhere. Google, according to Google, and you know, we all know this area, it could take anywhere from 50 minutes to an hour and 40.
Oh, I know. I know that struggle.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
That's where I find a local team, even if it's a lower level.
Yeah. My daughter's too competitive for that.
Have fun.
Yeah.
You're going to know the Beltway intimately.
I think the Dulles Toll Road. And, yeah. And see, the thing is, it takes you out to that 20, that hell spot that's like 28.
Oh, right smack dab in the middle of rush hour,
that's
too.
That's the worst. It's
pretty,
out there.
It's pretty terrible.
You better find your post-up spots like Copperwood Tavern.
Yeah. You're going to have them all staked out.
Yeah,
you're
going to
get all some of those.
I mean, a whole new batch of gift cards.
See, now you might be regretting dealing with the Copperwood.
Where's the Copperwood located out there?
One Loudon, right there in One Loudon.
Hey, why don't you keep a streak? Like, that's 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row, four days in a row.
Tote more.
Well, the funny part is that it was in the first segment yesterday, and it was in the first segment today.
Right, exactly.
Well, the show has an unhealthy obsession with gift cards.
You wake up and you have gift cards on your brain.
Yeah, who doesn't? It's like gift cards are money. The same thing. Jason thinks about money every day. I think about gift cards.
They're currency.
It's currency, of course.
Too bad the book won't take Kava cards. The Redskins win. Yeah.
The Redskins win. I wouldn't want to give them up. They're too valuable. They're almost more valuable than money.
They might be.
All right. Phone number is always, you want to get in touch with us, 800-636-1067. You can also text us. Same number, Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. And you can tweet us at Junks Radio here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.